This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Governor Jay Nixon's nominee for a top administration post is stalled in Missouri's Senate over the purchase of a $5.6 million state plane. Doug Nelson's appointment as Commissioner of Administration was held up today while senators look into the Highway Patrol's purchase of a new King Air 250 plane. Nelson, a longtime Nixon aide, approved the plane's purchase in December as acting administration commissioner, a post he's held since February 2012. He needs the Senate to confirm his nomination by February 7th to stay in office. Columbia Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer sponsored Nelson's appointment, but held it up while he and other Republicans look into the plane's purchase. He said lawmakers should have been consulted before buying the plane. The Commissioner of Administration oversees state purchases and manages contracts. The chairman of the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission is suggesting a 1 cent sales tax for 10 years that would be dedicated for transportation. Commission Chairman Rudy Farber says the tax, which would require voter approval, would generate an estimated $7.9 billion over 10 years. The revenue would be spread among the state, counties, and cities. Farber discussed the plan today at a transportation conference sponsored by the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry. The proposal would call for funding to widen Interstate 70 between Independence and Wentzville. Concern about funding for Missouri's transportation system has been growing. Transportation officials say construction money declined from $1.2 billion to less than $700 million during the past year. Governor Jay Nixon says his budget for next year will expand funding for education for Missouri students of all ages. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports on the new initiatives.
The details, including dollar amounts, will have to wait for Monday's State of the State address. But the Democratic governor says he wants to increase funding for a state program that funds tuition at public and private preschools, lengthen the school year, and make more students eligible for community college and technical school scholarships. Nixon says with state revenues improving, education is the best place to put additional resources.
We've got to love public education so much that we're going to keep improving it in the state. We owe it to our kids as we move forward in an evolving world marketplace to assist them.
Nixon also wants to fund mental health training for educators in an effort to boost school safety. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Pentagon announced today the lifting of a ban on women serving in combat. With a policy reversal, women will have the opportunity to serve in combat if they meet the, quote, gender-neutral standards. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says this decision provides women a chance to qualify for more frontline positions, just like men. But he added that
not every woman will want to volunteer and be part of the forward combat units, nor does every man, and not every woman will meet the physical rigors of some of those units, nor does every man. And so I actually think it's probably going to work out just fine.
Blunt, who serves in the Senate's Armed Services Committee, says the decision was inevitable with how the military has progressed in recent history. He says women have increasingly served in more combat roles. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.